an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
Welcome to everyone, Van for Vac.
Is that how they, is that a vampire? Is that my vampire now?
It's almost a Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, I'm on the same level as Vincent Price. Get at me, man. Get at me. Step up, Vincent Price.
At me, bro.
We're back. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Mike, and Oscar.
I just called Vincent Price bro.
Brah. Yeah, probably the first time in his life. It's a very special Halloween edition. Again, we tried to milk this horror season for all it was worth, having this last year's Halloween season. We told you there was something special coming, and this is our final horror episode on All Hallows Eve. These are the Scaries, a name which my partner also, Mike, is not a fan of.
I'm not a fan of it. I thought we were going to have like a production meeting on it.
No.
you insted it. No, yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with it. I'm running with
it. So these are good. If you were with us, if you're a longtime listener, you remember during our March Madness special, we had kind of a basketball movies special awards ceremony type show. And this is going to be in the same vein. We're covering the best horror movies in different categories and off-kilter categories.
We couldn't do them all.
Of course not. It's impossible. We're leaving ourselves leeway for future years as well.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of look at slashers because we just reviewed the Halloween series, the franchise. We're going to look at ghosts because we just reviewed the Conjuring universe, and we're going to do creature features and horror comedies. So we left the rest, which is zombies, vampires, psychological thrillers, serial murderers that are non-slasher oriented. We leave those for a future installment of the Scaries, and today we're going to focus on this plus nonsense, which is what you get in every MMO award show, like when we did the Mike, and Oscars down during Oscar time there, and of course the basketball award show.
Glad I wasted my Oscar word. The vampire impression for a show we don't even have vampires on, but whatever. That's also Mike. I'm co-host.
Twilight. The answer is Twilight.
I'm co-host Mike One, and let's get right into it. Fun little happy episode for your Halloween. Hope we get you through your work day. Kind of sucks when Halloween's on a Wednesday, right in the middle of the week, that hump day blues. So here's to you, and here's hoping you get through the work day and that Bob from accounting doesn't come up and make some lame jokes for you in your face.
Do that Mike One vampire voice the whole day at the office.
Yes, that. So let's get into it. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, we're going to start with our 2018-19 section.
Sure.
And we just did a hot horror movie news episode, the Horror Hot Takes for October. And horror movie you are most excited to see in 2019 that we've recently previewed, Michael.
Yes.
Annabelle 3, the Warrens are going to be in it. It Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good actors. We love the first one. Monster Hunter with Mila Jovovich.
Well, shouldn't that be called like Resident Evil Monster Hunter? Isn't that what we're doing
here? I think
here?
So. Paul W.S. Anderson. The Joker. Joaquin Phoenix is the Joker. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm stretching to conclude that here. But Happy Death Day to you. Just released a trailer from Blumhouse.
Pleasant little surprise there.
And Escape Room.
Okay. Here's my take on this. If they decided to make the Joker full horror, that would be the winner. That's the answer.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're doing that. I think they're doing like a origin story type thing. We talked about that in our horror hot takes episode.
I'm in for the stills, though. The pictures look good.
They do look good. How could this not be It Chapter 2? Are we not like just overly excited for It Chapter 2 to finally come out?
I'm overly excited for it. I love the first one. A lot of the same people are coming back. Andy Muschietti. Bruschetta! I love the name.
Along with horror season here, we have just murdered the Italian language.
He did a movie called The Mamma. I like him.
Terrible. Yes, my answer is It Chapter 2. I imagine yours
so
is as
mine.
Well. Yes.
So is mine.
That's the correct answer then. I'm glad. One for one so far.
All right. 2018 horror movie yet to come out this year that you are dying to see the most. We just reviewed the trailer for Bird Box.
Makes no sense.
Netflix. Suspiria. We're going to review that when it comes out. Overlord, the Nazi zombie movie that's going to hit from the Bad Robot Studios.
Hidden J.J. Abrams.
Anna and the Apocalypse, Christmas zombie musical.
That old standby trope.
The house that Jack built,
which
Lars von Trier scares me. And Climax from Gaspar Noé.
So I am a disturbed individual. My actual inclination is to say Climax or The House That Jack Built, just to see how sick and twisted they get. I am interested to see what both of those have in store. If you have not seen the trailer for Climax, go on YouTube. You'll never drink a sangria again. It makes no sense. It's a total mind trip. I think I'm going to say, I'm really interested to see Anna in the Apocalypse. I think I'm going to say Anna in the Apocalypse.
Oh my God, I wanted to say that too. The miscongeniality of this category.
Right.
But I'm going to say Suspiria because
that would have been my other,
It's got getting mother kind of buzz. I like to, I like to enjoy a movie that a lot of people love to hate.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Sure.
So I'm going to say Suspiria. I'm going to be a company man, and you're going to go
against Brand. And we also, the important thing is that we agree that Bird Box as a concept makes no sense.
For a movie. Yeah. Great audiobook, though. Sure. FYI. All right. If this 2018 Oscar quote-unquote contender turned into a slasher or a monster movie in the third act, Michael, you would most be happy to see Peter Lou. Can You Ever Forgive Me? Turning into a slasher film.
Yep.
Wildlife with Gyllenhaal and Carey Mulligan.
Yes. Yes. Excited to see that one regardless.
The Other Side of the Wind. Can you imagine if Orson Welles made a slasher movie?
He just goes
movie?
Off beheading people halfway through that.
He innovated the genre years before. And Roma. Roma's a slasher movie in the third act.
So here's...
Or a monster movie.
Which of these movies would I most like to see is different than which of these movies would probably be the most surprise.
If take Roma, it however you like.
If Roma goes full slasher in the third act and still keeps its Oscars buzz, that would make me happiest.
Right, because like, Best Picture, it turns into a romp
and people
with
are like,
somebody
this
with
is,
a knife.
This is what needs to happen. This is what it was like growing up.
We've been predicting Roma all this time at the festivals. Berlin has spoken.
I think the only thing that would get me to actually see Peterloo, though, was if it did turn into a slasher in the third act. So that's my answer. Peter Lewis.
All right, I'm going to say Roma for all the reasons you said. However, Other Side of the Wind would shock me the most.
That would be awesome. I mean, this is why this movie never came out. We had to keep it under wraps.
Now, 2018 kids movie that would work much better as a horror film.
Good questions. I like this.
You could take this however you want. What would have been the scariest? What would have been the funniest? What would have been the awesomest?
Okay.
Christopher Robin.
Okay.
Which the Djibouti Dubs YouTube video is hysterical.
Hits on that, yeah.
Benji, which just might be a horror film. Because we were...
It got dread and sad enough.
We were insanely scared of that dog biting it.
I would rather every human in that... attached to that production
Mary Poppins returns, Michael.
Yeah, that could be interesting. If she comes back and her umbrella is like the umbrella gun that the Penguin has in Batman, just kills all the kids.
The Grinch, if he took his vengeance out upon Whoville
that
for
once.
That
basically is a horror film already.
For once, if the Grinch went after those Whos, or Smallfoot, that's easily adapted into a...
Very easily lends itself to horror. The answer, of course, is Christopher Robin, though, because all you have to do is imagine the South Park critter creatures being Pooh and his friend. Hey there! And they just massacre everybody.
I'm going to say a chimney sweep is an evil job.
Okay.
Even though it's a necessary one for back during those times. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to say if Mary Poppins is probably a witch... So if she came down from the skies...
That's a good point. We're letting this woman just fly in and out of our lives and just... Oh, it's magic.
The Banks children needed looking after.
If Mary Poppins shows up in 1463 Salem, Massachusetts, she's being burned at the stake.
True. But Emily Blunt's also been in horror properties.
So maybe she just never got out of the Quiet Place role into the Mary Poppins set.
Yeah, I wonder if she would... become a good horror movie villain.
That would be
another question for later.
Fucking funny if Mary Poppins like flew down and just says her first word like "Hello, children," and then the beast from A Quiet Place takes her out.
That would be funny. I'm rooting for it. All right, so best horror movie of 2018 so far. Simple question.
Yes.
We got A Quiet Place. We got Veronica. We got Hereditary. We got Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween, and we got Mandy.
So, okay, obviously my bias is to say Halloween. The one I was most...
I didn't say favorite, I said best.
The one I was most impressed with, and that's how I'll answer this, Veronica was really freaking good.
Veronica was
like,
good.
Veronica was enjoyed scary
it.
Good.
I didn't expect you to go there, but it was good.
Hereditary, you know, how come which we can't say enough about that. The ending for that kind of lost me, but Toni Collette, I still has number one of my best actress performance. Halloween, I'm biased towards. Mandy, I haven't gotten around to yet. You said you weren't crazy about
it. I'm so high in certain scenes, Cheddar Goblin, Nick Cage, and I'm so low in other scenes.
So
everything
in A Quiet Place, we just don't understand the hype for. I mean, it's good. It's a good movie.
It makes sense to me that A Quiet Place would make the most money out of all these, even though Halloween's going to be knocking on the door
probably eclipse it, I would think.
The line. I'm going to say Hereditary. I think that's the best movie. It's innovative.
It's really, really freaky. It is a really freaky horror movie.
That Toni Collette performance.
She's awesome.
I love it. So, all right, here's our slasher section here, Mike. Funniest slasher.
Okay.
We got Chucky from Child's Play.
I actually played blackjack next to Jennifer Tilly in Vegas this past summer. Right. I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
We got all the and you could take it as the franchise or any particular movie. Okay. It's up to you. We got Leprechaun.
I'm the Leprechaun.
We got Ghostface from Scream. Or Scary Movie. We got Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ready for prime time, bitch.
He runs pretty funny, I remember. He runs with the same arm and the same knee driving at the same time.
Oh, that's a good point. So you're thinking he was not a defensive back in waiting.
Yeah, he's not a running person in anything. So he just, it looks like a Batman villain. So knee with the same hand.
He's more of the coach than he is the player.
Well, a coach shouldn't demonstrate that to his children and his kids to be coaches.
Maybe athletics just isn't for him. Players. Maybe just stick to killing kids.
Oh, God. Anyway, Patrick Bateman from American Psycho is pretty funny. The Gingerbread Man, which is funny looking.
Okay.
And the Babyface from Happy Death Day, which is ironically funny.
Okay. This is an interesting question. Funniest one.
Funniest. Most laughs, however you want to take it from the franchise perspective.
If you speak just strictly about the franchises and not the spinoffs, there's not much funny about Ghostface. He's a terrifying individual.
True. Everybody else is kind of meta-joking.
Yeah. Chucky has his moments, as does the Leprechaun. They kind of border on parody as the movies go on, though.
Yes.
Patrick Bateman's really good.
It's my choice. Patrick Bateman made me laugh the most.
I think that would be my answer, yeah.
Even though Chucky, you know, over the course of the franchise, if I said franchise, I would say Chucky made me laugh the most.
But Chucky, Leprechaun, Freddy, like, they were great early on, but as the movies went on, they were kind of like, oh, that's kind of sad with what happened to these properties. So American Psycho, you're restricted to the one performance.
Although I did see Cult of Chucky last year. It was kind of fun. It was all right.
Which Mental one is Hospital. Cult? Is Cult? Oh, Mental Hospital one. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It was worth watching. It's bad, but it was awesomely bad. So, all right, best modern day slasher movie addition to the genre in the last 10 years. And I think I got this right.
All right.
So this is the best new slasher, essentially. And this is after kind of the redux with Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. So this is after that.
This is like post-Renaissance.
So this is Babyface from Happy Death Day. This is Victor Crowley from the Hatchet Films. This is Your Next. We had that's a very good slasher movie. We have the Christmas slasher film Better Watch Out, which I enjoyed.
Okay.
The Town That Dreaded Sundown had some ups and downs to it. And then a movie I didn't see. I know you were looking forward to it, Hellfest.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten around to Hellfest yet, but I have to see that.
We didn't see it.
I love the movie You're Next. That's what I want to say, but I don't understand how that guy would how that movie goes. I don't understand how that persists, I guess.
I mean, I talked about best slasher movie edition.
Right.
So I it's not really a franchise maker with Your Next, but it was.
It's cheating in that I was so pleasantly surprised they're doing a sequel because I didn't know about it and I wasn't expecting it. So I'll say Babyface Slasher from Happy Death Day.
That's the correct answer, probably.
Good.
But I'm going to say You're Next. I'll say what that, want it to do.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
All right. So best addition to the genre in the last 30 years. So now you're bringing in Saw's.
No, everything. Okay.
All right. So I Know What You Did Last Summer films.
What are you waiting for?
The Saw franchise. Now that's debatable if it's a slasher. I wanted to ask you that question up front here.
People get slashed in different ways.
All right, so you're okay.
I'm all right with that.
Russian judges say okay. The Scream franchise, of course.
Prototypical slasher.
The Hatchet franchise.
Prototypical slasher.
We're going to have a Happy Death Day franchise now.
Prototypical
slasher. And when I looked online for slasher movies, everybody kept saying, because I think the narrative formula is the same, the Final Destination franchise. Again, kids getting slashed in here. So that's our nominees.
I wonder if I would consider Final... Which would be the more considered a slasher, Final Destination or Saw? I think I would lean Saw. The answer, by the way, is Scream. It doesn't matter.
Right. Like, I would agree.
Yeah, that's the slasher genre. It totally reinvigorated the entire genre.
Highest consistency with the quality in all those films.
And if you go back and watch two or three, like, I know people that aren't obsessed with that franchise are down on those movies, but the way two tried to relate so hard to one, and the way three, it goes batshit, but it really tried to bring everything full circle, which I appreciated. Like, they actually had a narrative storyline that made sense throughout the three movies. There are highlights to both those sequels. I love them both because I'm a sucker for the franchise.
When Scream 5 comes out, we will have to do a Scream rewatch.
I don't know if it's ever happening. I hope it is. Kevin Williams, it's going to be all Kevin Williamson because obviously Wes Craven's no longer with us. I love 4, but it just didn't make a lot of money, so who knows?
Best performance by an actress in a slasher film, Mike. We got some all-time actresses here. We got Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween.
It's almost unfair to have her.
Now, before you say that, we got Janet Lee in Psycho.
All right.
We got Neve Campbell in Scream. Mm. We got Rooney Mara in a Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Okay.
We got Christina Ricci in an unlikely slasher film that turned out to be okay in Sleepy Hollow.
It wasn't bad. Christina Ricci does. I'm more pleased with having Christina Ricci on this list than the remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street. Get Rooney Mara the hell out of here.
Okay.
Neve Campbell, Janet Leigh, Jamie. Jamie Leigh. How do you pick against her?
Yeah,
she is the scream queen, you know? No, all respect in the world to Janet Leigh for bringing her into this world and putting out the preface.
And we gushed over that performance in Halloween 1.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so good.
Yeah.
And Janet Leigh made the appearance in H2O, which we touched on. It was a nice little meta joke.
Yeah, we're Oscar critics, and we saw her in Halloween 1, and we're like, wait a minute, she's like really acting in this, too. I don't remember real acting in this movie. We loved it. So, all right, best performance by an actor in a slasher film. Skeet Ulrich in Scream. Just kidding.
Okay.
Donald Pleasance in the Halloween franchise.
Oh, God, he was acting all right.
Tobin Bell, he is Jigsaw in the Saw franchise.
Yes,
he does a nice job. Brad Dourif in Chucky. Again, different kind of acting
there. No, that's good.
In the Child's Play franchise. We have Tony Todd as Candyman.
That was great casting for that role.
And
Spot on.
You know, Robert Englund going over the top as Freddy in A Nightmare on Elm Street.
So it falls on, where do you draw the line for your Robert Englund performances? Do you consider the tacky, overly jokey Freddy and Freddy's 4 and 5 to be a choice and a good resemblance and a good representation of what Freddy Krueger is?
Right.
Or does that lose something in the performance for you? Otherwise, that would be the winner.
Brad Dourif, Oscar nominated actor. And you know what? I did see Cul-de-sac, by the way. I kept saying I'd never seen it. So Donald Pleasance, I've seen him somewhere before. I was like, where did I see? I know there's a Western in there, but
yeah,
Cul-de-sac I was looking through every horror movie I ever seen to put this thing together.
Movie.
And it was on my list.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
One of the early Polanski ones. He's nuts in that. And as he is just shooting at civilians in Halloween 2,
yes,
which we just
is.
Talked about. So I can't pick him.
Stop that, man!
I can't pick him. I'll go Tony Todd. I think that was a perfect casting.
All right,
anytime
cool.
You're going to have bees crawling on your face, you got to really concentrate on your acting. I don't know if it was CGI or not, but
I'm going to make this a favorite performance instead of a best performance.
Okay.
I'm going to say Brad Dourif as Chucky.
That's fine, too.
I really like the Child's Play franchise.
I do, too. We have to do a rewatch of that soon. Maybe that'll be next year, too, because there's so many of those out there.
Yeah, the best music in a slasher movie.
Interesting question.
More difficult than you'd think,
yeah,
because I'm going to include some all-timers here. Scream.
Okay.
You know, I just listened to that theme song last night. It's solid. It's got a new redux to it.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, you got Halloween, of course,
classic,
with the all-timer. You have Suspiria for the Goblin prog rock that we just reviewed. Now, this is this is best music. It's not soundtrack or score. It's both.
Mm-hmm.
The Dwight Twilley Band, Looking for the Magic, and You're Next. If you have not listened to that song in a while, I like this. It's on all my Spotify playlists.
Did you include this because it's going to be your winner?
I don't know if it's going to be my winner. I didn't pick any winners. I just wanted to riff and see where the moment took me. But we have Saw, which is, you know, they got different versions of that, but it's pretty good.
I love the Saw. We ran a poll. I'll talk about it. But I love the Saw score, and I don't understand why it's not higher.
And then we got the trendsetter that is Psycho. The rink, rink, rink.
Yes, that's the one that started
it. This is best music in total. So.
This is going off the heels of, we just posted a poll on our Twitter, MM and Oscar, a couple days ago. One of the classic horror themes has to go. It was between Halloween, the Exorcist theme,
right,
the Saw theme, and the Elm Street theme. Two-thirds of the votes said the Saw theme has to go.
They said it has to go.
I get the Saw theme stuck in my head every year this time of year.
Well, you're mentally disturbed.
I am. That's why I'm picking the Saw theme.
I'm going to still say Halloween. But
it's classic.
I wanted to load this category up, though. There's a lot of good music.
I'm surprised you didn't go with You're Next.
I love that song.
Yeah. Why not?
Dun, 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 dun. Listen to that.
The idea I think we're getting from these is that if you play an electric instrument and a piano, you'll have a decent horror movie theme.
True.
Here.
Synth is great for horror. All right, so we have best slasher movie, period.
Oh, boy.
The 1977's John Carpenter's Halloween.
Oh.
We have Scream. Now you pick, what's your favorite Scream movie? Is it Scream 1?
It's probably
Scream 1,
yeah,
for me, too. So, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. A Nightmare on Elm Street.
These are all ones that like started different subgenres.
Child's Play, Friday the 13th, Saw.
The first Child's Play was so good.
Saw is a great movie.
That twist at the end, I blew my mind back in like 2003 when it came out.
And Psycho is a great
movie. Of course. It's a Hitchcock classic.
So there's at least three great movies, maybe four great movies in here. I know we're a little biased with Halloween.
Yeah. Scream picked up was kind of the reintroduction of the genre that Halloween started back in 77. Texas Chainsaw took it and really went like that creepy rednecky vibe with it all, and that the cannibalistic family. Elm Street was the first like horror icon made to be an icon with Freddy Krueger and Robert Englund's character.
Strong ass premise, man. There's no wonder it went on for so many films.
God damn, best slasher movie. That's a tough
period.
One, yeah.
Best. You can't say favorite here either. I'm making up rules as I go.
Oh, God, Mike.
To me, I'm choosing between Psycho, Scream, and Halloween. I think Saw is up there, too. I wonder if it is a slasher film. To me, those four I'm choosing from, I'm going to pick Psycho. Okay, I'm going to go old school.
I'm picking Halloween, but I didn't want us both to pick Halloween. But I was between Halloween and Elm Street. The idea of a character that only kills you when you sleep as a teenager is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. And that first Elm Street movie was so scary and so...
You would say the scariest film is A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Probably. I probably would.
Now, was your favorite film is Halloween or is it Scream? That's a tough call
for
you.
That's splitting the baby. I'd need like to do some experiments. Yeah, I can't answer that right now.
I think the one that scared and shocked me the most was Saw.
Okay, that was the best twist.
And that freaked me the hell out. I was scared to watch it.
Yeah, Saw's twist, I think I was more shocked at Saw's twist than I was at the first killer reveal in Scream back in the day.
But if I'm saying best Hitchcockian cinema is on another level for me.
And see, Scream was so effective too, because it not only was a slasher, but it also was like the Agatha Christie, like this ensemble whodunit.
Right.
And they put it into a total horror movie, which was like the first time that had happened.
Yeah, but then again, we have Halloween, and we gushed over the technique and all the filmmaking prowess there.
Yeah, Halloween started it.
So the best slasher movie franchise,
Mike. Son of a bitch, Mike.
Last one here. We have Halloween, Michael Myers.
Just
we
a have part on that.
The Ghostface Killer, Neve Campbell, and Scream. We have Texas Chainsaw Massacre films.
Oh, God.
A Nightmare on Elm Street films, Child's Play, Friday the 13th, Saw, and Psycho. There's a bunch of Psychos.
Okay. I've never seen the sequels.
I think I've seen one of them.
That's eliminated for me. Friday the 13th is solid, but the remake I'm concluding as part of the franchise, that eliminates it for me.
Okay.
A Nightmare on Elm Street loses its way. New Nightmare is really good.
Okay.
But the remake I wasn't crazy about, that eliminated. Texas Chainsaw, the reboot of Texas Chainsaw.
I did. I liked the reboot.
Was very solid. And the movies they had that were sequels to the reboot of Texas Chainsaw, the origin story and all that. I liked them all. They were all quite scary. The Scream franchise, the Halloween franchise are classics. Child's Play I haven't seen in years. I've only seen like one or two movies recently.
If I said my favorite, it might be Child's Play because I enjoy how Chucky dies in every one of those movies. Like Kenny, I really like that, and they're kind of funny. But then again, I really enjoyed this Halloween rewatch. I think maybe the best pound for pound might be Scream.
That's what I was thinking too. Just because there's only been four, as opposed to Halloween, which has had 11. Nightmare on Elm Street, which has had like 7 so
Halloween
far.
Has some big swings.
Yeah,
and
they have enough time to already go
down.
But
here's another question. We loved Halloween. We loved the new movie.
Yeah.
We loved H2O. Mm-hmm. Is there another movie that we loved more than all four Scream films? That's a tough question.
That is a tough question. I don't know the answer to that. It may not be.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Halloween had 3 really good movies, and I'm going to say Scream has 4 good movies. They're 4 for 4.
I think
they're 4 for 4, remembering it. I haven't rewatched.
There's lows. I think the lows in the Halloween franchise are lower than the lows in the Scream franchise, so that's how I'll rationalize it. But I think Scream's the right answer for me, too. I don't ever want to do that again.
That's hard.
That was fucking difficult for all three of those last questions.
So here's our creature feature section. Again, we're not covering vampires or zombies. Your impression of Bela Lugosi was wasted. But all right, so start right off the bat with favorite black and white universal monsters.
Old school. I like it.
We have Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, the Creature from the Black Lagoon, the Invisible Man, the Phantom of the Opera, and the Mummy, Michael.
I think the hardest movie of those to do not that this is the question, but I think the hardest movie of those to do is The Mummy.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's the highest degree of difficulty. Creature from the Black Lagoon, we just saw, was capable of winning Best Picture last year. You could do that. The Wolfman's been redone a couple times. I like the concept of The Invisible Man. I think that one's kind of difficult to pull off, too. But, I mean, favorite black and white monster. It's got to be Dracula, doesn't it?
For me, it's Frankenstein.
Is it? All right.
It is Frankenstein, and I love the Mary Shelley book. I love the James Whale 1931 film. I studied that back in film school.
Cool.
So for me, it is Frankenstein.
What about the monster appeals to you, Michael?
I think it's the religious upbringing I had, and basically the sin committed is playing God.
All right.
By the mad scientist.
Yeah, sure.
So there's a loaded backstory to that film, and the way that this movie just condensed the screenplay and didn't go off on all the tangents with the talking monster. It's a very good film.
Again, these black and white Universal ones, they're like the class. This is how the genre started, but I have not rewatched any of them in decades.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's a throwback. That was our throwback.
Yeah, it is. Certainly.
For the old schoolers. All right, favorite Universal Monster movie remake / reimagining. And again, pick one in terms of these franchises.
You didn't dare put Tom Cruise's Mummy on this, did you?
No, I have
the Brendan Fraser.
I specifically said the Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz.
All right.
So the Mummy franchise, pick one of those movies. I like the first Mummy. Frankenstein, I'm trying to think of one that I really liked. Robert De Niro, not so much.
That's the only one I could think of, really.
Wolfman, I would not pick the Benicio del Toro, but as a side movie, the Wolf Jack Nicholson film was pretty good.
If you go into the Jack one, thinking about it as like slight parody, borderline comedy, I think that's a good enough movie.
I'm going to disqualify the American Werewolf movies for that. So you have to pick.
Those aren't Wolfman. Those are werewolf movies.
I am going to say The Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Shape of Water is eligible.
Get out of my house.
I'm going to say that. It's eligible.
It's a solid movie. It's a solid movie.
Hollow Man, the Kevin Bacon film, remake of The Invisible Man.
I have thoughts about that.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Phantom of the Opera's been redone a bunch.
Yes, it has.
And they've been Oscar nominated. Have I seen them all? Do I remember any of them? No.
Okay.
Gerard Butler's Fighting in the Shade? No. I don't remember that one. I didn't see that one. Again, Mummy with Brendan Fraser. I mean, I said favorite up here. And then Dracula, Gary Oldman, and then we'll pick your Dracula movie, I guess.
Okay,
but
so
for me, it's The Mummy with Brendan Fraser.
It's mine too, but I'm cheating, not because of any. First of all, Universal, get your shit together.
Right.
All right, this Dark Universe stuff has so much potential. Stop ruining it. There's so much to play with here, and you own these properties. Just for the love of God, treat them with respect. Hire David Gordon Green, for Christ's sake.
Right.
He knows how to throw a respectable throwback movie in 2018. Anyway, that's my rant about that. Also, it's The Mummy because it led us to The Rock's film career. And I'm a wrestling fan, and I appreciate where The Rock is.
These are all very good answers. Again, this is a favorite before you tear us limb from limb. Favorite, not best.
These are my opinions.
The Phantom of the Opera films. There's some nominated films in there.
Yes.
There's some, obviously, Shape of Water won last year. We picked our favorites.
Yes.
All right. So the best Supra, Supra, supernatural creature feature.
All right.
We have Tremors, Michael.
Classic.
So we have a monster, but it's Supra. It's a Supra monster.
Okay.
We have The Mist. Which is a definition of a Supra monster.
All right.
Because we don't know what's causing those things to come out in The Mist. I thought that was a hell of a movie. We have an American Werewolf in London. Better than in Paris.
Trailblazing movie.
Excellent film. We have King Kong. And I didn't say remake.
Okay.
This is probably the original King Kong here. Hitchcock's The Birds.
The Birds is creepy as shit.
We have The Blob.
Also creepy.
We have A Quiet Place.
Interesting.
We have a sentimental favorite for you, Gremlins.
Gremlins is hysterical.
Pick a Godzilla movie.
Okay.
And Pitch Black, which is, I like Pitch Black film. I don't know what I'm going to choose here. This is a tough one.
The one that stuck out most to me is The Mist.
I love The Mist.
I thought that movie, and especially that the ending wasn't the ending that Stephen King penned, and it was its own form of just
as shocking an ending.
Oh my God.
And we're not going to spoil it, but look, King Kong is probably, if I had to say best movie to study, it's a great movie, a great story.
The Birds is really good. They take something so innocuous.
Yes.
I mean, the graphics don't hold up, obviously.
I have never enjoyed watching The Birds. That's my thing.
That's part of it, though,
isn't
it?
I always respect it. It's one of those movies for me. I like to enjoy watching movies, and I never enjoyed it. Like, American Werewolf in London has some all-time great scenes in this list. Best shock ending is The Mist. Quiet Place had some really strong technique, like we've been saying.
Gremlins. That A Quiet Place is being talked about in reverential tones as some of the other names in this list. That should be its Oscar push, okay? Right. We don't have to go and give it actual Oscars. It's made it this far.
And Pitch Black, I mean, it's better than average film, and I like the style of it. The story's solid. I like the monster. It's high concept. But I'm going to say King Kong, I think.
King Kong, all right. I got no qualms with that.
I'm going old school again here, even though The Mist, I like. Your pick was The Mist?
I'm sticking with The Mist.
Yeah. I like The Mist. Yeah. Love Stephen King. All right, best non-shark natural monster movie.
Okay,
We have crocodiles or alligators in Lake Placid. I think it was a crocodile. We have Backcountry with a crazy bear attack in that film.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
See it. Oh, okay. My God. Wow. I just watched it on Netflix recently, and crazy freaking bear attack.
All right. I'm always down for a good bear attack.
Fish from Piranha. Mm-hmm. We have spiders from Arachnophobia. We have wolves in The Gray. I would have liked a better ending, or I would like the stinger scene to be at the ending of the film, but that's all right. I quibble. We have dog.
Everybody's quibble.
We have a bad dog in Cujo.
Bad dog.
And we have snakes in Anaconda, or, you know, snakes on a plane, whatever you so choose.
Well, all right. If it's Anaconda, this the graphics, the CGI in that movie is just awful. And John Voight's accent is amazing. It is nonsense. It is a nonsense accent. That movie stands the test of time of just overt ridiculousness. I'm not going to pick that one.
Okay.
For best non-shark natural monster movie.
Best awesomely bad film. It's
probably Anaconda. Yeah. It wins it going away. I have, you sold me on Backcountry. I want to say a decent bear attack.
Oh, terrifying. But it's
personally, I'm between Cujo and The Gray. That's where I'm at. What about you?
I'm between big Lake Placid. Lake Placid and The Gray. I've never seen Cujo. You like Cujo?
It's good. You got to take it for what it's worth. It's an 80s, you know, movie about a 70s, 80s dog attack movie. And it causes good claustrophobia. It's very effective filmmaking. So
I remember The Gray being a very strong film. I remember Lake Placid being like a favorite. I guess if I have to pick best film, it's probably The Gray. And my favorite would be Lake Placid.
Okay. I was going to say The Gray may be disqualified only because your complaint that you just had about how it was kind of structured awkwardly and disappointingly.
I kind of like it.
Everybody, you like that? That's the biggest complaint about it.
But you wanted to see more spectacle in that movie?
Sure. I mean, that's what it was all marketed on, right?
Yeah, so it's true. It's still good movie.
It is.
Okay, next category. Best, most unexpected animal attack in a recent movie.
Oh.
We have a bear in The Revenant.
Okay.
We have a dog in Gerald's Game.
Oh, God.
And we have wolves in Frozen. The ski lift movie and not the Disney film.
Yes, that's a great clarification because I just went on like a 2-minute rant about how I don't remember there being wolves in Frozen, but I'm glad Frozen made the cut.
No, that didn't happen.
A Disney movie in the Horror Awards. All right, a little crossover appeal. The lesson, as always, I'm an idiot. No. So,
same title.
Yes, very deceiving. Different plots.
But there's a ski lift movie where they get stuck on a ski
lift. Totally forgot about it, but you're right.
And if they get out of the ski lift, there's wolves on the ground.
And we both said we hate ski lifts for that, just in our personal lives.
Skiing, outdoors, nature.
Need my feet on the ground.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Even then, not even, yeah. the dog in Gerald's Game was gross. I'll say Leo in The Revenant with that bear attack.
Yeah, even though I knew it was coming.
Sure.
It's still most unexpected how violent it was. It was
insane. It's also the most palatable of the three.
Yeah. All right, so here's a question. I think we're going to pick Jaws here, but rank your top whatever, however many you want.
I'm going to surprise you here.
Favorite shark movies.
Okay.
Jaws, Shark Tale, Deep Blue Sea, The Shallows, Open Water, The Meg, Shark Night 3D, Sharknado, and Shark Night.
Okay, so obviously by The Shallows, we're talking about the Lady Gaga song in A Star Is Born and not the Blake Lively.
Or the Blake Lively thing. I don't know.
The answer is Samuel L. Jackson being eaten out of nowhere in Deep Blue Sea.
Rank it. I said favorite.
That is number one with a bullet. Steven Spielberg can go fuck himself.
It's Jaws, number one.
Of course it's Jaws.
I'm going to say Shark Tale is my number two.
The animated one?
Yeah, it's a great movie, and it's about sharks.
Okay.
I liked it.
Is that, I was going to say,
yeah, it was funny. Made me laugh.
All right, fair.
It's a Deep Blue Sea. No, I'm just spiting you here. The Deep Blue Sea is probably my number two. The Shallows Open Water, Meg.
You liked the Meg.
I enjoyed the Meg.
You caught shit on Twitter for liking the Meg. Yeah.
I went in with my brain just completely dead into the world. I wanted to see multiple shark attacks. Everybody's like, the shark doesn't attack till the end of the movie. No, we got it. We're in. And plus, it was a cool deep sea underwater station that was involved.
Okay.
And it was awesomely bad how, you know, Jason Statham fought the shark, whatever vehicle he was in, or if he was in no vehicle.
Okay.
He still fought that goddamn shark. And I loved every minute of it. I really did. I had fun. I didn't see it with big expectations, though.
You would say your expectations were smaller than the shark?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
They were small because there's a big shark in this movie. Good joke.
Also, I want to say that if I were to rank these, so obviously Jaws is one, I would put Deep Blue Sea 2 just because it's awesomely bad. But then I'm going to say, I'm putting Deep Blue Sea 2 because it's awesomely bad. Why wouldn't Sharknado be 3? Because those movies
I never
are ridiculous.
Seen Sharknado.
They are the ridiculous,
the
Mike.
The gifts are ridiculous.
They are absurd. They're so funny.
If I had to say best films, Jaws, The Shallows, Open Water, and then like Deep Blue Sea and The Meg. But you're right. Awesomely bad factor. Deep Blue Sea's up there. And then The Meg's not bad. Really isn't terrible. Everybody's going to hate me now. Anyway.
I think we've lost our listeners long ago.
The haunted section, a.k.a. the ghost section here.
Yes.
All right. So best haunted killer curse movie.
Okay.
Involves some kind of curse, I guess. The Ring slash...
I'm just reading the head of this. You did a hell of a job with these.
I tried. Ring slash Ringu. Mm-hmm. I don't know which was scarier. It Follows. Definitely a curse going on there.
Ringu, to answer your question, was scary.
Yeah. The Sixth Sense. The kid is cursed.
That's the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Sees dead people. Now, but here's the thing. Like, It is a great movie.
Are we talking the original It?
We're talking Andy Muschietti's It.
Andy Muschietti. All right.
The Grudge I threw in there because it's definitely a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Sinister is kind of a curse. It's kind of a haunting.
Sinister is a decent movie.
Yeah, I like the Sinister film. For me, it's between The Sixth Sense and It, even though I really liked It Follows, Ringu as well, and Sinister.
I'm between those two and It Follows. I loved It Follows. I think it's such an interesting concept. I didn't like the subtext of it, which everyone assumes what the disease or issue is.
Right.
The Sixth Sense was the scariest movie experience I ever had.
Yeah.
And I could not, I was like, that's the only time I left a theater and was like, I can't turn the lights off.
M. Night had a time.
Yeah.
he was putting out good films. And yeah, I'm going to say The Sixth Sense.
All right. That's what I'll say too. Yeah. There you go.
Best haunted talisman / object / corpse.
Okay.
Killer. The Autopsy of Jane Doe, which I loved last year, 2 years ago.
Yep.
Oculus. Haunted Mirrors, yes. Whatever was haunted there.
Karen Gillan in that one.
Ouija Origin of Evil.
Very underrated.
Yes, very good movie. The Devil's Candy.
Very underrated.
You had a haunt, yeah, an Audition.
Definitely disgusting.
Going on there. The Wailing, South Korean horror film.
I saw that one.
That's wild. And Annabelle Creation, you got a haunted doll. It's probably the best of the Annabelle films, even though you'd probably argue that the first one's, you like the first one.
Yeah, well, the Annabelle films, as it stands right now, have a lot to live up to as far as their Conjuring brother goes. So
true,
I'd probably
disqualify
that one.
I did say best film. So
those
top five are pretty good. Audition, Devil's Candy, Ouija, Origin of Evil, Oculus, and The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Oh, man, those are good. That's a great selection. Tough. I'll go Audition just because it's my own standby. And it was the first time I said, what the fuck are those Japanese people doing over there that they could think of this shit?
Right. I had B pluses for Autopsy of Jane Doe, Devil's Candy. I think I had high Bs for Ouija and Oculus, which I liked them both. So I'm between Autopsy and Devil's Candy here. If you haven't seen these movies and you're a horror fan, they're like under the radar a little bit. I'm gonna say Autopsy of Jane Doe, even though favorite is The Devil's Candy.
Oculus is really underrated. Ouija Origin of Evil. Don't watch the first Ouija one. Origin of Evil is really good. I think Devil's Candy might be my number two though.
Yeah, I'm the same. Interesting. All right, best haunted house movie. Some go to films here. We got The Others. Pretty good movie.
I'm not your daughter.
We got The Conjurings 1 and 2.
All right,
they're both haunted house movies. Mm-hmm. Paranormal Activity. Pick one.
Freaky.
Poltergeist. Steven Freaky. Spielberg. House, the foreign film. And House on Haunted Hill. Pick one. Any which one of those.
The biggest scare is Bill Wimsley or Wexley or whatever his name is. My house. That's the biggest scare of those movies. The best one?
Best haunted house movie. Conjurings 1 and 2 are strong. Others, for me, I like the Poltergeist as a movie. It just didn't scare me.
I'm with you there. I feel the same about it.
House on Haunted Hill as a story is pretty good. I just think, again, it never really scared me that much.
You can call it recency bias, but it's probably The Conjurings for me.
Yeah, I'm going to say Conjuring 2 is my favorite probably, and best.
Even though it's undercut a little by how Patrick Wilson was like that, just going around and bumping into sequence, everything. Yeah. Which we talked about in our review of Conjuring 2.
Home Alone 4. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with my own sentiment.
Good job.
The best haunted building or boat movie.
All right.
So this is something larger that's being haunted. The Orphanage, The Shining, The Overlook Hotel.
Classic.
We got the school/orphanage of The Devil's Backbone.
Yes.
Early Guillermo. We got the boat in Event Horizon.
Okay, interesting.
We got the hotel in 1408. I know you're not
movie.
A fan of that. We got The Awakening with Rebecca Hall.
I'm a sucker for her performances.
And,
she's great.
And we have The Innkeepers for Ty West. Naked old men are scary.
The Amityville house doesn't make the cut anywhere here?
Haunted building. I probably should have put Amityville. I put Amityville in the possession category.
I see. Okay.
So it's not going to show up today. That's going to be.
That's The Martian making the comedy cut for the Golden Globes.
I didn't get to possession or exorcism films in this episode. So that's next year's scaries.
Okay.
Or whenever the feeling hits.
Fair enough.
We want to do another scaries episode. So right now, again, that is 1408, The Awakening, Innkeepers, The Shining, The Orphanage, Devil's Backbone, and Event Horizon.
We like being positive about movies here. I would rather lose my left arm than have to sit through 1408 again.
I'm kind of that way about Event Horizon just because scares me. It It's a good movie. It's a better movie. It just scares me.
You let the disturbance aspect affect your
me.
Quality.
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
I'm not a courageous man. Okay. Event Horizon scares the shit out of me. Sam Neill and Lawrence Fishburne are good. That movie scares me.
I will say the best one is The Shining, and it's only improved if you watch the documentary that came out
it's
recently.
Correct
about
answer.
It.
Yes. Yeah. It is The Shining. I loved El Orfanato. Or that's the Italian pronunciation. Sorry.
That poor language.
Yeah. I love The Orphanage. Devil's Backbone has its moments.
Yes, it does. It does. They all have. These are all
solid. Awakening was a pleasant surprise kind of movie. It was a small movie that came out that I enjoyed.
I love Rebecca Hall.
And then The Innkeepers has some good scares in it. Ty West is kind of very atmospheric. I like
his
movies. I'm going to say The Shining as well. I think that's definite.
Fair enough.
That's an A movie. It's a great movie.
Yes, love I would
it.
Agree.
Best Haunting of Biblical Proportions. Mm. Now, this title is not great, seeing the fact that I did away with the exorcism movies and the Amityville. So again, the caveat is out of there. So we have Hellraiser. We have Roxanne Benjamin's Southbound, which is a crazy kind of anthology short story thing a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
This is like a metaphor for hell going on there. We have the Omen films. Pick one.
Of course.
We have Drag Me to Hell.
Great.
Which is a great movie.
A movie that improved over time.
And then we have a bunch. We have Silent Hill. We have Andy Muschietti's Mama. We have Stigmata. We have The Ninth Gate, Roman Polanski. We have End of Days. We have Legion, Horns, and Devil in the Elevator there.
All right, so a couple things here. One, you like saying Andy Muschietti's name.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Two, you included Legion because of I have it on DVD.
Yes.
Okay. Three,
we've joked about it.
Yes,
once in a while,
numerous times. Three, did I ever tell you the Silent Hill saga between my brother and I?
No.
How
it's a saga.
For like 3 straight years on Christmas, he knows I'm a big horror movie guy, and he is not so much a horror movie fan.
Okay.
He tried getting me a DVD for Christmas, just a horror movie he thought I had never seen.
Right.
And for 3 straight years, unironically, he gifted me Silent Hill on DVD. Just giving it to me over and over again, thinking it was the first time he had done so.
It was a hint. Watch the movie again. Maybe he secretly loves the Silent Hill.
Possibly. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But, I just started watching Hellraiser 3 last night. That's a trip.
I've read the Hellraiser script. I'm too afraid to see it. I'm a wimp.
I think Drag Me to Hell is the best movie of that list.
I would agree with you. Even though I like The Ninth Gate, it grows on me.
I like The Ninth Gate. I like Mama.
The Ninth Gate's one of those scenarios where the critical community gave it like a 40%,
right,
and it's actually a pretty good movie.
Right. That sex scene, though, disturbs me.
Oh, yeah.
And every time you look up now, I'm expecting to see the gates of hell opening up.
True. Southbound, underrated movie.
I have to see that. You sold me on
an
it.
Indie?
God help me, I love Devil. I hated the reveal, but I love Devil.
Horns is a better book than a movie. Stephen King sung.
Okay.
Wrote that. A better book than movie. End of Days is awesomely bad. I'm gonna say Drag Me to Hell, too.
All right. We're agreeing on a lot of these. I like it.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's great minds. All right, the horror comedy section.
That's
here.
What it is.
All right, now there's two kinds of horror comedies. There's comedy horrors, which are funnier than scary.
Right.
And there's horror comedies, which is mostly a
primarily
scary movie,
horror movies.
It has some funny
right.
stuff in
okay.
it. So I'm going to say comedy horror first and foremost.
Sure.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Underrated.
Zombieland.
Funny.
A lot of comedians.
The Oscar-nominated Zombieland 2 is coming.
Yeah. Shaun of the Dead. The Cornetto trilogy. Love it.
Classic.
Now, Young Frankenstein is not really scary. So as funny as it is, it still is. Does that disqualify it and Dracula Dead and Loving It, the next answer in
That's
this?
That's an interesting question. I'm going to see if IMDb has it classified like as horror at all.
I wonder if you would say Young Frankenstein, Dracula Dead and Loving It, What We Do in the Shadows, those are spoofs.
It came out in December of 74, right. And it is only listed as a comedy.
I'm taking out
but I do
these
love,
three.
Yeah,
I'm calling an audible here. Mike, best horror movie spoof. Is it The Scary Movies?
Okay.
Is it The Scary Movies? Pick one. Is it Young Frankenstein, Dracula Dead and Loving It, or Taika Waititi's What We Do in the Shadows?
Young Frankenstein is a classic.
It's
an absolute classic.
Although The Scary Movies are good. They're funny.
They are.
Right? What We Do in the Shadows is funny.
I don't think I've ever seen What We Do in the Shadows.
It's good. Yeah, it's worth seeing. It's funny. It's like, basically the skit with Thor as the roommate at the apartment.
Okay.
For Taika Waititi,
right.
But in a whole movie about vampires.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. So, all right, Tucker and Dale, let's get back to the best comedy horror.
Sure.
We took the spoofs out of here. Tucker and Dale versus Evil, Zombieland, Shaun of the Dead, The World's End.
Oh, you included all of them.
Hot Fuzz.
Damn.
Beetlejuice, The Fearless Vampire Hunters, Roman Polanski's showing up a lot today for some reason.
Oh, man.
Tough.
Shit.
Zombieland's a good movie.
There's a lot of people that are right now screaming, listening to us. How is it not Beetlejuice? Of course it's Beetlejuice.
I'm not as big of a fan of
Beetlejuice. I'm not either.
I mean, it's good. It's a child favorite, though, for a lot of folks. There's a lot of sentimentality there. I like Beetlejuice. I just don't.
It's good. Yeah.
I've seen it as an adult. I didn't see it
same
as
here.
A kid.
Same here. I have the same issue.
So that's where it loses me.
I think Shaun of the Dead is my answer.
Shaun of the Dead fits better than Hot Fuzz, even though I think Hot Fuzz is my favorite of those three
it
movies.
Might be, yeah.
But I don't know. It might have to be disqualified, I would say. But it's a serial killer movie.
I mean, Hot Fuzz definitely has hot. I mean,
oh, yeah.
People in cloaks.
You know what? I'm going to screw it. I love Shaun of the Dead, The World's End. I love the whole Cornetto trilogy.
Saying,
I'm going to
yeah.
say Hot Fuzz. I think that's
I don't
my
think
favorite
you can go wrong with either of those, yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Best horror comedy. It's mostly horror. It kind of ends in a horror fashion, I guess. I don't know. The Cabin in the Woods.
Yes.
Evil Dead 2.
Ooh.
Get Out. Dead Alive.
Mm.
American Psycho.
Okay.
Cornetto Trilogy Cousin Attack the Block. I love a lot of these movies.
So
here.
For American Psycho to be considered a comedy, you have to have a dark, twisted sense of humor, which I do. So
I laughed so
yeah.
hard at that movie. I watched it like 6 months ago, laughed my ass off for 2.5 hours until the end, really. The end is hard. It's hard to laugh at.
I feel like American Psycho wanted to be a comedy overtly less than some of the others on this list. And I
right.
think that's why I'm going to pick it.
Get Out's in there, Mike.
I know.
American Psycho's great, though.
I just think Get Out is so much more than just a horror comedy is all. Like, I think it's a
True.
Statement movie.
It's a statement movie. It's a great satire.
Yeah.
I guess if you're picking best comedy involved in a horror movie.
Yeah. Like the highest quality of comedy in the horror yeah. movie.
Cabin in the Woods has its moments, but it also
but
gets
see,
very
Cabin
dark.
But see, Cabin in the Woods wanted to be a comedy.
Right.
They like it desperately wanted to be seen as a comedy.
And a lot
ways.
Of things didn't
and
work.
And I don't think too. American Psycho did.
There's jokes in Cabin in the Woods that don't work. And then the zombie stuff is just straight zombie movie.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no attempt at comedy
no.
in those scenes. Like,
there's
yeah.
not.
But everything else, especially
I think
guys,
American Psycho walks the line. Like, everything we see him, like Patrick Bateman say that is funny to us, I think another viewer could see as just disturbing or mundane.
American Psycho is a great movie.
It's yeah, it really
Mary,
is.
Mary
Harron. It deserves rewatch if you haven't seen it.
I, you know what? Get Out is probably the best movie of the group.
I agree.
I'm going to say, even though I love Attack the Block, like as a sentimental favorite.
It's good. I didn't even talk about it, yeah.
American Psycho is my pick as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. We're right. Everyone else is wrong there.
All
right,
so crazy questions now to finish us up. We got a bunch of these. So actress that should do a Toni Collette horror movie turn as a monster slash killer.
Ooh, oh.
Frances McDormand.
I think she already is. Just in real life.
Three Billboards. Yeah. Rooney Mara. Could be scary.
Be very good.
I mean, she's scary in Dragon Tattoo a little bit. Julianne Moore. I just feel like if she played
without question,
she could do it. Renee Zellweger or Meg Ryan, just as ironic.
So Renee Zellweger and Meg Ryan are like the America's sweethearts. Cute little blonde girls. Yeah.
Bridget Jones wielding an axe is Lizzie Borden.
The best of any of those is Julianne Moore. I think she is most capable. I think the biggest surprise would be between Zellweger and Meg Ryan at the end there, but
sure, those are meant to be ironical.
Yeah. I think those were those.
Okay, I'm a bad person. Needle. No, it's all right. So basically, Frances McDormand, Rooney Mara, Julianne Moore are the three serious.
Yeah, Frances McDormand. It'd be like she would do it, and all you gotta do is suggest it. You know, like
she should be the Joker in the next.
That'd be great. That would be so good.
I was rooting for that. Oscar or award speech laugh is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
She is a terrifying presence.
True. If they remade Baby Jane.
Oh.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
With McDormand and who?
McDormand. That's a good question.
Yeah. That's a good question.
You know, but she could handle it. No question.
Oh, she would be awesome in it. Absolutely perfect. Awesome. McDormand, and I tell you what, they may remake Baby Jane with Frances McDormand and Julianne Moore. I'd see that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie. All right, so actor that should do a Michael Shannon horror movie, Michael and Bug, or really, again, he's kind of in every movie, he's a horror movie character. He's like Frances McDormand. I don't know if I should say Michael Shannon here, but I couldn't think of anybody else. But actor that should do a horror movie turn as a monster slash killer. Will Smith, if he just went for it.
Yes, he would be good.
Tom Cruise.
He's already creepy.
Tom Cruise is a good answer here. LeBron James is he's buying Friday the 13th.
If he put on the Jason mask, it'd be $1 billion
just
franchise.
Physical price. He's 6'9".
He's 300 pounds of pure muscle.
He would dwarf anybody. He would dwarf them. And just the staggering how big he is.
That's probably the one I'd most want to see, just to see it happen.
Hold your tongue. Okay. Ryan Dennehy.
He would be an easy killer to escape from. It'd be like me as a serial killer stalker.
And this is outside the box because Johnny English just came out, but Mr. Bean himself, Rowan Atkinson, is a serial murderer.
I can't. I don't even know what his voice sounds like. How's he going to be just
Mr. Bean?
I don't know. Perfect.
The answer is Tom Cruise.
I think Tom Cruise would be awesome.
Yeah.
Would be awesome. Look at him in Collateral already.
He's scary as Collateral.
He's terrifying. And he's so laid back. If he actually went over the top and had his laugh as part of an evil person, oh my God.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Brian Dennehy would be funny. But yeah, Tom Cruise. I would agree, Tom Cruise. Even though Will Smith tried to do the whole Tom Cruise movie star track, right?
Yeah. You know,
maybe Will Smith in a couple
years. I think Will Smith could pull it off too, but I'd more want to see Tom Cruise do it. Brian Dennehy can only be allowed to do it if I'm his partner.
All right, this is mostly a question from myself to myself. All right, I thought for sure this was going to be a scary horror movie, but it really was an award. Monsters.
Okay.
Silent House with Elizabeth Olsen, Michael. Oh. The Limehouse Golem, which I saw last year, and it was not a horror movie.
Okay.
Or it was a bad horror movie, I forget. And Contact with Jodie Foster. I was ready for horror movie monster at the end, and it never happened.
Yep, you and everyone else that saw Contact, you and everyone else that saw Silent House, I remember being very disappointed
and
by
Monsters
it as well.
Is like just a walking in the woods movie with monsters in the background. Even though it's not a bad movie, I was expecting a Godzilla 4.
I've never seen the Limehouse Golem.
Don't.
Okay.
It has its issues. I wanted to like it. I went in for it.
By the time I saw, I'll say Silent House, because by the time I saw Contact, I knew what it was about, kind of.
Okay.
So
you already been spoiled?
Yeah, a little bit.
So the correct answer is probably Contact, but Silent House was also just it turned out to be a mind bender, but I thought it was going to be a horror movie.
And it was also marketed as, it had the mother effect of it.
Yeah, jerks. I never thought this was going to be a horror movie, but scared the ever-living shit out of me.
Okay.
Bone Tomahawk.
Yes.
Sicario, scary movie.
You had that as your number one horror movie the year it came out.
A scary movie, man.
And it's not marketed, it's not at all a horror movie, at least not on its face.
On a serious note, Irreversible, Gaspar Noé, that was terrifying. Antichrist, Lars von Trier. I never expected what I got from that movie. Well, I did not read enough.
That's on you.
That's on me. It is on me. I saw it at the film festival. I Lars von Trier. I just watched all of his other movies, like, you know, silly theater camp stuff, Dogville. That's fun. Let's have a, you know, pretend setting, and then we see that. Good God! And then every David Lynch film. I mean, this is a tough. This is a tough question.
Irreversible is the Monica Bellucci rape one.
Yeah. Yes.
That's terrible. I have such a hard time watching even cinematically. I just
25-minute rape. So that's probably the correct answer.
Right, it's the most disturbing.
I'm going to say Bone Tomahawk because that disturbed me. There's a scene in Bone Tomahawk that disturbs me. I still wake up and I have to get up out of bed.
I feel like we've talked about this once before on the show too. You had a
I have to tell the audience.
Yeah.
No, it's a good movie and it's
well, issue in that there was a scene that disturbed you.
It scared me to the point where I will wake up if I think of it on my pillow.
I of course will pick every David Lynch movie ever.
Yeah, it's probably the other correct answer. So, all right, horror film I should be most ashamed for never having seen.
Oh, okay. So I get to pick on you a little bit here.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. I never seen it.
You can get away with that.
I never. Look, it's good.
It's enjoyable. It's fun.
Musicals. There's a lapse in my filmography.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like there's
in my filmography, in my movie watching life,
and the theater people that are just craving horror musicals. It fits them so well, and that's why people that watch it, they like are so protective of it. Because they just have these memories of it.
It's Perks of Being a Wallflower. I want to see it now after seeing and reading that book.
Right.
Seeing that movie and reading that book.
I will not shame you for not having seen
it. I have never seen the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
This is a problem.
And I've never seen Candyman. I was going on.
It's Texas Chainsaw. Candyman is... It's like the cousin of every big Renaissance horror movie that came out.
So it's derivative.
It didn't really.
But you liked his performance, though.
I did. I thought he was great. Great casting. Perfect casting. Okay. And it's an enjoyable movie. But if you need to see one of those, you got to see Texas Chainsaw.
I seen the remake,
right,
with Jessica Biel, because Jessica Biel was in it.
Far scarier, just because.
Okay, I gotta see. I gotta see those three. All right, best title of an unpublished / unproduced horror movie. We talked about this with all the horror anthology series. We talked about this with the Blood List. And,
this is a little mix of everything. I like it.
And there's some of my own things in
here.
So the Snackster from Two Girls on a Bench.
Yes.
Scary. We would be most prone
kills
to
people
death.
Via poisoned or bad snacks.
Slippery Slope, which is my title for the Invasion of the remake.
The ski slope pole killer.
Yep. The Broodmare from the Blood List.
That's out.
Just now, this is from the Also Mike archives from his brainstorming. If you had to date with your parents present, I know most there's half the world that has to do this, but if you had to go online dating with your parents present, like arranged marriage, I get it.
Right.
People are hating
we're not
me.
Talking about arranged marriage. Right. We literally, like, you meet a girl and your first date has to be with your folks.
Correct.
That is terrifying.
It's pretty scary, right? Silent but Deadly. There's just a title there. Anything? Does that do anything for you?
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, you don't have
the
a
horror comedy.
Is it about a fart?
A guy farts and it kills people. He's got toxic farts.
Get out of my office.
All right, there's a reason I haven't
wrote
that.
Do you validate?
I haven't wrote that. How about The Fish? Anything?
So now we're just picking words and making them horror movies?
That doesn't do anything for
no,
you?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm scared of fish.
This is devolved.
How about now? Because my uncle used to always just whack me in the head with the hands like this, two fish hands, and go, big fish. Just out of nowhere.
Wait.
That doesn't do anything
for
you.
Wait.
Look, this is in a revealing
just
category
wait.
For
just
my
wait.
Psycho.
Hold on. Wait.
He used to go, hey, Mike, what? Big fish.
My uncle Your Kevin. Uncle would just slap you for no
not,
reason?
Not hard, just like push his hands. He push his hands together, like namaste, and then knock me across the head, Mike, big fish. Not hard or anything, like smack. But like,
can't imagine why a fish fun. Scares you now.
But I'm scared of fish.
You don't
this
say.
Day,
you don't say.
Because Uncle Kevin used to do that to me.
All right.
All right. So is there an answer?
The fish.
Sure. All right. It was just me.
Dating with your parents. There's definitely a horror movie premise in there somewhere, without question.
That's pretty scary.
And the Snackster, we'd be dead. We said that.
We would be dead with the Snackster. But you're right. The answer is the fish. All right. Best horror movie voice for our last category. Best horror movie voice of a supporting character in one of these films that I think I can do an impression of.
Oh, good. All right.
Dr. Loomis from the Halloween franchise. Yes, I sensed it. You don't know what death is.
That's good. That's solid. What's next?
Judd Crandall from Pet Sematary. You don't want to go down that road. Sometimes dead is better. That's a pretty good voice. South Park did a whole thing on it, but okay. I based my impression on them. Newt from Aliens. Mm-hmm. And they mostly come at night. Mostly. South Park. Influenced.
Can't imagine why your uncle was slapping you with fish hands.
Right. Danny Torrance from The Shining. Ran, ran. I'm bad at that.
Okay, go, go.
Ran, ran. He talks but through the back of his throat.
Uh-huh.
Or Frankenstein's monster from Young Frankenstein.
I think obviously.
No, that's the better one. You got to be like constipated.
I think clearly the winners of this category are all of us that just got to experience this.
So we tried. So the correct answer is Dr. Loomis.
Of
we
course
had most
it
play.
Is. And your Danny Torrance was surprisingly good.
Okay, I tried. I'll listen to this
I don't
later
know what that means that you're a grown man that can impersonate a six-year-old child.
Two. I tried two
little
kids.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to regret this so much.
Good job by you. You put all these questions and categories together. Tip of the hat, sir. That was awesome. Amazing. We hope you guys laughed along with us. Those are the scaries of 2018.
Volume 1.
Volume 1 is a good way to put it. And we thank you guys for hopping along this horror ride with us. We told you a couple episodes ago, horror is not something we only do in October. We do it year round, and it has started, especially since Get Out last year, has started to bleed its way heavily into the Oscars picture as it stands. So we cover horror no matter what. This year alone, we've done Get Out. We've done
The Cloverfield Paradox was an awesomely bad movie that we saw that we loved. We had to review. We had fun with it. We did Hereditary and A Quiet Place. We did
Mother on our franchise from last year.
Halloween, Veronica, back when we did Netflix quarterlies.
So if you're here because of all the horror, or here for the horror episodes, we hope you stick around. We always do keep hitting horror. It's one of our favorite genres. If you're here for the Oscar stuff, that's what we've been trying to pepper in throughout this year, and we're going to get back to it immediately starting November 1st. We are going back to our Oscar stuff. This week alone, you should have a Bohemian Rhapsody Oscar Sprint profile. Leave No Trace just came out yesterday. So we're all over this Oscars picture for you, and now with November especially, it's a serious sprint. The sprint is in full gear and reaching its end until nominations come, and that's why we call them Oscars Sprint Profiles. If you have any questions, comments, concerns about any of these, if you think Mike should get help for his fish fear, let us know. Reach out to us, Mike.
I've never seen Piranha. That's another one I could have mentioned, because I'm afraid of fish. I'm afraid of little fish.
How do you, like, if somebody's like, here, I've made this cod for you, how do you react?
I don't eat a lot of fish. I mean, I eat sushi. Right. It doesn't look like a fish, though. Like, if somebody gave me a fish with a head on it, would I eat it? I don't know. I don't think I ever have.
So you only eat the most raw version of fish, the most close to life.
Well, I eat a lot of sushi. I'll eat fish if it's cooked, of course, but I don't want the gosh darn head on it.
This is a fascinating profile.
Mike, big fish. You should say it like that, too.
Reach out to us. Mike, and Oscar on Facebook. Mike, and Oscar on Instagram. MM and Oscar on the Twitter machine. Mike, and Oscar at gmail.com. And on Reddit, we have something new in the works soon that you'll be hearing from us at this to start one of your weeks upcoming. We have the 6 degrees of MMO still out there, which we promise we will recap as soon as we can. We might actually wait for that new thing to come out to do it. We'll see how that plays. But guys, otherwise, reality sucks. Keep watching movies with us. Michael, at the end of this long journey's day into All Hallows Eve night. Any words of wisdom for the little kitties out there and the grown-up kitties wearing costumes?
Yeah, hey, Julianne Moore. It's not for the kitties. I'm talking to the elite A-list here. Julianne
totally
Moore.
Just to shoot our audience. I like it.
Julianne Moore, Tom Cruise. Do a horror movie.
You seriously.
And you'll make them for the audience that
there
we
you
so
go.
Love.
Nice save.
And that we thank for all of the listens you're giving us. Best month ever. We thank you.
Yes.
Did I save it?
Yeah, that was a great job.
Can I still be well-liked?
It's almost as
in
if
my own brain
that, yeah. All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Happy Halloween.
See ya.